If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
This robot is PartyBot. He's the robot I made in my dad's garage.
This year, we got rid of the voice activation, and now he can stream Spotify and he can take pictures.
At the 2015 SoCal Maker Convention was an exhibitor who had just created his first robot. The maker's name was Sam Ontiveros. He was 13, and his new robot was called PartyBot. Sam, tell me about this robot I'm standing next to.
Well, this robot is PartyBot. He's the robot I made in my dad's garage. A lot of it is built out of things you might have laying around, like it has wheels, it has throw motors that it uses for motors to drive around. And a lot of the parts are 3D printed, so you have the mechanism for dispensing the sodas is actually 3D printed. PartyBot can dispense sodas, tell jokes, it's voice controlled, so if it's not too loud, then you can just order with your voice.
While PartyBot was ingenious, version 1.0 did present some engineering challenges.
Yeah, we've had some problems because we've been dispensing the same sodas over and over again, and so eventually they'll burst, and that's not good. As you can tell, we're going to have to take them out and clean them out. We've had 3 sodas so far today pop, so now we're just using empty cans.
What a mess.
Yes, definitely a mess. I'm not looking forward to cleaning them up.
How'd you first come up with PartyBot?
Well, my dad and I were driving home from the San Mateo Maker Fair, and it was Sunday, and we needed to be back home in time so I could go to school on Monday. And we left like at 2 o'clock, and it's a 6-hour drive from San Mateo. So I just started talking about random things to keep my dad awake. And one of the things I talked about was PartyBot. And so when we got home, we decided that we should build him, and so we've been working on him for a couple months. I think that was back in March, so come a long way in a short time.
PartyBot was to come much further in the following year. Sam was back on site at the 2016 SoCal MakerCon with version 2.0 of his creation.
Sam, it's great to see you again. You're back with PartyBot. Tell me about what we've got this year.
Well, this year we got rid of the voice activation because, as it turns out, parties are loud. And now he can stream Spotify and he can take pictures. So, yeah.
PartyBot last year, you were having a little bit of a challenge with him spilling sodas and sodas exploding. How'd you engineer around that?
Before, the sodas were falling straight down and they could get caught on the discs and that would cause them to pop. So now instead of falling straight down, they're rolling at an angle so they won't get caught on the discs.
Tell me the story of PartyBot 2.0. After we talked last year at Maker Faire, you went back home and?
Well, PartyBot 1 had a lot of problems, as you can vividly remember. So we mostly just fixed all of those problems. So we started by going out and getting a wheelchair base to drive him around on, and that works a lot better than drill motors, and we just worked from there. So the main upgrade is our drink dispensing thing, and that's about it.
Now PartyBot is dispensing sodas, he's lighting lights, playing music, and what else does he do?
That's about it at this point.
However, looking back, we forgot to mention one thing. Here's what Sam said in 2015 when asked about updating PartyBot.
I'm still not sure. Maybe I really don't have an idea. Maybe something that walks.
But in fact, in 2016, you might say PartyBot 2.0 can dance rather than just walking. Sam was using the remote control to have him spin around the floor. And as the robot spun, the lights around PartyBot's mainframe lit up in different color sequences. Sam has also seen some exciting developments in his maker career within the past year. Your dad said you won a blue ribbon?
Yeah, it was the Maker of Merit Award from Maker Faire, San Diego.
Excellent. Congratulations. Take me back in your imagination. What was that like competing with PartyBot?
Well, I was kind of tired because it was 2 days long and the Maker Faire is a lot bigger than the MakerCon here, so I was pretty tired. But it was still pretty exciting.
Something else that's pretty exciting? As of 2016, Sam is getting more kids involved in the maker movement. His website includes resources and guides for beginning projects, and he also says if anybody has any requests, they can contact him.
You can find us on Facebook at The Maker Sam, and my website is www.makersam.com, and you can give me an email at samzontiveros@yahoo.com.
And now, you've got PartyBot 2.0.
He's really upscale from last year. You know what's coming. What's next?
I'm not sure at this point. We're still demoing PartyBot 2, so I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Finally, I had a lot of people last year respond to our interview saying, whoa, this is the most incredible young maker. What's he going to do in the future? How would you answer that? What would you really love to do 5-6 years down the road as a maker?
Well, I want to become an engineer and get a job at a company, but I always want to keep building things like this. It's a lot of fun to build things.
What kind of a company and what kind of an engineer?
My passion would be to become an astronautical engineer and work for NASA, but I don't know how well that's going to turn out. So if it doesn't, probably just a mechanical engineer.
Sam, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
You and I have been listening to Sam Ontiveros, maker and roboticist. You can find out more about PartyBot and about Sam's other projects at makersam.com. That's makersam.com, or find him on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMakerSam. Congratulations to Sam on his blue ribbon, and as he says on his website, if it ain't broke, consider breaking it so you can fix it. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.